Isadora is a documentary photographer. She takes an immersive approach to photojournalism, working with her subjects for years at a time. Her passion is to document American social issues from a humanistic stance.
She is 23 years old and speaks both English and French fluently. This year at Visa pour l'Image, Isadora has blessed us with an outstanding exposition about juvenile incarceration in New Mexico. Let's listen to her.
Was it awkward to photograph them?
Oh, yeah, it's always. It's less awkward now that I have more experience about how to be around people. But at the beginning, it was very awkward because I was awkward. So I've just learned how to communicate and make people feel comfortable. And sometimes I have to do that very quickly when I'm working for a publication because I don't have months to create trust with the person. So I have to learn how to, I'm in their space, how do I interact with them? How do I make them feel comfortable with me? So it's a skill set, and I don't think it's really something you can learn at school. I think it's something you learn in your own life. I learn a lot in my private life that I then use in my work. And I think what I've learned in my work, I use in my private sphere. I think I've become a much more accepting person because of the work that I do, a much more understanding person of the people in my life. I have a much more complex way of looking at the people around me. So how to make things less awkward, or was it awkward? It was awkward when I first started doing this work, but now I have certain skills of communicating with people when I'm working so that there isn't too much silence. And then when there is silence, it's part of the process and I'm just there observing, sitting with them. So I think this work is, it's so much more about personality than about photos. I think photos are 10% and the rest is learning how to listen, learning how to sit in uncomfortable situations, learning what vulnerability is. I think that's the biggest part of this. I think at the core, this work is knowing what vulnerability is and how to sit in it, how to accept being vulnerable, and how to sit with people when they are vulnerable. How to create a certain safety around you that people feel okay, that people feel heard, that people feel safe.